Relief efforts are continuing and growing for the communities hit by Sunday's tornado in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis says there are any number of ways to help.
Keith Carter runs State of Mind Clothing Company in Little Rock. Yesterday afternoon, he told me that when the tornado hit Sunday night, he was spurred into action.
As things were happening, like, what can I do to help? You know, because it's not that far from where I live, you know, 15, 20 miles maybe, but I wasn't quite sure that just me going and doing something would be even the best help. I mean, I realized that we have a very large following, you know, 18,000 followers on Facebook. You know, maybe I could do something to kind of reach out to them, because I don't have, you know, just a ton of money to just to go and donate to charity. But if every one of my followers donated something, then we'd actually have a pretty substantial amount that we could give to be able to help out.
So he decided to use his business to help raise money for the recovery efforts in Valonia and Mayflower.
We decided to do a shirt design that could kind of show a unified state front, which, you know, a lot of times when these disasters and such happen, you know, we all come together as a state. So we decided to do this design that everyone could, you know, be proud of wearing and also would be very willing to donate such to the cause, people that actually need clothing and such. And we're just donating all the proceeds that we raised from that sale of that shirt to a charity here locally that actually is out on the ground now helping people.
The shirt features a design of two hands joined within a heart that is itself within the shape of the state of Arkansas. As of yesterday afternoon, fewer than 10 hours after first being promoted on social media, the company had raised about $3,200 to give to The One Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that aims to help homeless residents of Central Arkansas. But not all relief efforts are as novel as a t-shirt raising money for disaster recovery. Caravan of Hope, based in Springfield, Missouri, has been involved in disaster response for about 15 years. After the tornadoes hit the region Sunday, the organization dispatched teams to the disaster zones in Kansas, Oklahoma, and in Arkansas. Jeff Nini is the national spokesperson for Convoy of Hope, and he says that once the organization's crews are on the ground in a disaster zone, they coordinate with local emergency management departments, local churches, and local businesses to get a handle on what's already being done and what's still needed in the recovery efforts.
We don't want to create what we would call the second disaster, and that is people that come flooding a community with product that's not needed or not necessary and too many people and overtax the infrastructure, that sort of thing. So we go in with a very small footprint right off the bat, and then we'll use local churches to put volunteer teams together from that area rather than bring a lot of people in from the outside. And that way they are able to sustain themselves. We don't need to depend and overtax that local infrastructure. And then we'll start bringing in product.
In the first few days, Nini says that the Caravan of Hope will bring in water and food, then transition to bringing in cleaning supplies and small tools like rakes, shovels, and garbage cans once the response turns from recovery to cleanup. As has been noted by several relief organizations, including the Red Cross, Nini says that the best thing people can do to help with disaster relief efforts in Central Arkansas is to give money rather than goods, as monetary gifts create an economy of scale for obtaining product needed in disaster zones.
When somebody makes a $5 donation, they could take that $5 and go buy one case of water, and then they could bring that to Convoy's warehouse, and we could combine it with others and get it on a truck and send it down there. And their $5 would have put one case of water in the hands of victims, and that's good. But an even better solution is when they donate that $5, we can then go to corporations with enough of those donors and say, hey, if you'd like to donate a tractor trailer load of water, we will come pick it up and we'll deliver it to the victims in this certain disaster circumstance. And we can probably, for that $5, deliver 5 cases of water, or sometimes as many as 10 cases of water.
But if you do feel compelled to donate goods rather than money to tornado relief efforts, there are reputable organizations set up to take those donations as well. The United Methodist Convention of Arkansas has an online portal set up to accept monetary donations, all of which will go toward relief efforts. Also at the convention's website, which is arumc.org, is a list of items needed in the disaster zone. Three drop-off points have been set up for donations of goods, one at the Christ United Methodist Church in Cabot, another at Grace United Methodist Church in Conway, and yet another at First United Methodist Church in Maumelle. Reverend Martha Taylor, part of the United Methodist Convention in Little Rock, says the organization has also mobilized its trained volunteers to the disaster zones in Valonia and Mayflower.
We've got a number of emergency response teams that are trained by our national organization, the United Methodist Committee on Relief. So they're trained and certified in disaster response. So those groups are already being deployed in the affected areas. And then in addition to that, we're also coordinating and gathering the names of teams that haven't gone through the training process but still have a lot to contribute in the way of cleanup and supporting the families that are going to need to be getting back on their feet.
Taylor says while untrained volunteers aren't needed with the initial recovery efforts, she urges people who want to help those affected to wait until the communities affected begin the rebuilding process. To sign up to volunteer through the United Methodist Convention at a later date, she says you can email disaster@arumc.org. With congregations in all of the state's 75 counties, Taylor says there's no shortage of people willing to help respond to disasters when they hit.
One thing that's been interesting, even as of today, is we are hearing folks who experienced a tornado 3 years ago or 6 or 7 years ago, and now they feel like it's their turn to pay it forward. So they're already responding and saying, you know, we know you've got so much going on right now, but in a month, we want to bring a team out so we can help the community of Valonia or we can help the community of Mayflower. So it's really gratifying to see how our connectional system works so well under these kinds of circumstances.
But there are more than just these three organizations assisting with the response to the tornadoes in Central Arkansas. For a more complete list, visit our website at KUAF.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.